ability.
Dwarves Sustainability is a series of programs that will give an overview on what our village is doing in this direction. This series reports on important aspects of the material arrival of the new consciousness: water, energy, urban planning, building, farming, afforestation and economy are the topics that are approached by Aurovillians experts. Also, the individual level of material transformation, the body, has a place in this series. The programs will be broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday, and one can check the time for the live broadcasting in Auroville radio schedules or download each program. For more information, check the website www.auroville.org. In this first program, an interview with Mark Luque Gies from the Auroville Advisory Council.
You have two visionaries for the 21st century, Teilhard de Chardin. That's the only two person I know who speak about the transformation of human nature. All the rest of the authors speak about humans are humans, they will never change, they are like they are, and we have to cope with it. Aurobindo says that the issue of the 21st century is that humanity has and will change level of consciousness. The great idea of Auroville is to be the city of tomorrow. It means a city where that supramental transformation happens concretely. And the aim of Auroville is to give hope to humanity. It is possible. I would say that Aurobindo and the mother are even more positive. They say it is happening, even if you are stupid, even if I am stupid and not very advanced spiritually. It happens anyhow. So please be flexible and open and let you float with the transformation. This has a political, economic, artistic, cultural and spiritual damage. And Auroville is meant to be that. It means also that Auroville is confronted with all the problems of this growth of humanity.
And so here you think it's as a lab?
It's a lab. And you see, in your life, if you grow in light, your shadow grows as well. Now, all the people who think that they can grow in light without confronting their shadows are idiots. Because this is exactly what Aurobindo meant: never escape reality. Spirituality is not an escape. Not an escape of power struggle, of sexual problems, of money problems. No. All this in Auroville are experienced. We don't want to be a convent. You see, a convent, be it Buddhist, Hinduist, Taoist, Christian, whatever, is to say no to sexuality, no to the money, and no to the power. So it's easy. Theoretically, I'm above those problems. But what about 99% of the rest of the people? So this experiment is just the opposite. And that's what the mother and Aurobindo wanted, because they knew that the transformation is already happening. So they said, let's create a place. It's not a convent. It's just the opposite. A place which is full in life, but where transformation is happening with all the problems. So the shadow is proportionate to the light. The more you will go inside Auroville, the more you will speak with everyone, you will discover that they have done a long way towards the light, towards they have searched. Starting from Christianity, starting from atheism, starting from 68 revolution, whatever the place where they start from Hinduism, from Buddhism, whatever. And they all confronted in their lives, personal lives, and in the structures of Auroville, with the shadow. Now, the whole of political management is always a dance with the shadow. Every wise politician knows.
And here, with this great difference, cultural difference, and every kind of difference, this grows?
There is a spiritual growth. And I think, you see, the mother didn't say how they should organize. She gives some lines, Orobi Indo, even less. And so, it is not like in a Benedictine convent where you have a rule. It's all written down. Here, there is no rule. Well, there is no guru that I can blame. Oh, this guru is bad. I cannot make spiritual progress because of the guru. That's easy. There is no text, the Bible. Oh, the Bible is not good. My progress. No. You don't do spiritual progress, my dear friend. It's up to you.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You came here to do spiritual progress. And perhaps you will miss the train. But don't blame anyone but yourself. So it's terrible. But you will see, everybody you will interview is a marvel, a human miracle. You will see. Interview everyone. Listen to everyone. They have not yet found very well the way to work together, because they were a little family. But you cannot run 2,000 persons like a family. That transition is difficult. That's what they work on, with a lot of discussion.
And we are going forward this 50,000 inhabitants. Hmm?
Yeah.
It's sustainable?
Well, you see, when they began 40 years ago, they were ahead of their times. But now, the sustainable cities are built everywhere. And so, sustainable city, it's a good idea. They are among the best. But the most important thing is not that they are sustainable, but they are working on another level of consciousness for humanity. That's much more important. Because, you see, sustainability is très gentil, it's very kind, but all what we do for sustainability is about 20% of what we should do. Even if this city is sustainable, go and see Pondy, go and see the airport, go and see everywhere. So the whole system of consuming, the industrial frame, is unsustainable. So sustainability is impossible. We see, Einstein said somewhere, if you have a difficult problem, you cannot solve it. Sustainability is a very difficult problem. You cannot solve it with the same hypothesis which have created the problem. And so whatever the government do for the moment, they take the same hypothesis and they play with it, like with cards. So there is no solution that comes out. We will not reach a solution with the same level of consciousness. Now, how the hell can we raise the level of consciousness? Those two authors. Aurobindo says it's coming. Now, we have to open up and float. And Teilhard says humanity will go towards more complexity. Complexity, complexity. And at a certain moment, the complexity will be at the maximum and it will click towards consciousness. So we are exactly at that moment. Many things will change in the 20 coming years. And I could say that it's one of the only 1968 foundations and still existing because there is a spiritual dimension. But it's far from complete. Okay. The shadow and the light, that's the most difficult problem in life.
And we need to face it with courage.
Yes. And what the mother and Aurobindo say is that the shadow is just potentiality of yourself that you have not realized yet.
Towards sustainability.